the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey, you guys, how's everybody doing out there? Danielle Agnew here with you on Sight Unseen on mtradio.net. Happy Wednesday. Glad you guys are here with me today. Man, what is with this retrograde? We're still in the retrograde, and I'm not going to sit there and just complain and complain about it. I will say that it's pretty fascinating how many folks have been having technical issues. Lots of technical issues under this retrograde. Of course, every retrograde, everything from cell phones down all the way down to laptop computers to slow email to misinterpretations, the whole nine. It's an amazing blessing what we have here at the mtradio.net studios. Of course, we're run on technology, and that's how you're listening to me right now. Hi. We are all in this together on this fabulous Wednesday, and thanks to our retrograde, thanks to our timing, they are actually replacing the phone lines out in the street right now, so you can hear me. Today, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to call in because they are actually replacing all those phone lines because it's a retrograde, so you got to love that. However, you can hit up my Facebook page and make comments. That's at facebook.com/Danielle Agnew. Make some comments on the show as we go along here. We can get to those comments as we go. Hopefully, I'll be able to pull you up on my cell phone without any retrograde issues hitting me. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, guys, I want to welcome you here this Wednesday. We are having a wonderful show on Sight Unseen tonight, talking all about fear-mongering. I have been getting an unbelievable amount of email this last week regarding the Ebola outbreak. The Ebola outbreak. I read it on BBC.com. There's an Ebola outbreak. You guys, I got to tell you, this is a little bit unsettling to me in that for some reason we're needing to create fear right now. So as a psychic, of course, I look behind the reasons that the media chooses to do what it does. Now, I'm not demonizing the media, you guys. Obviously, mtradio.net, we're media here. I work in the media as a psychic and medium on television, on different radio shows. I'm all about media. I am all about messages through media. I tell you, though, having worked in media over 25 years, I can smell a dirty rat carcass when it's rotten in the garbage. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the fear-mongering in the media and what's actually going on in the world that they want to keep us so distracted. And it almost sounds conspiratorial, doesn't it, today? I tell you. Actually, what we're dealing with here with this supposed Ebola outbreak is a disease that has been going wild in Africa for quite a long time. And of course, the media has picked up on the fact that Ebola sells news. Oh my God, I could get Ebola. Oh, the CDC in Atlanta, we're all going to get Ebola. No, we're not all going to get Ebola, everybody. There is no timeline in any future that I have looked into that involves everybody in the world or in the United States coming down with Ebola. And it's not to trivialize the people who have this disease. It's a horrible disease. And the health workers who are attempting to help these people are getting sick. And that's nothing to be trivialized either. Yet what I'm noticing is an energy signature that it's attached to fear-mongering. And when we fear-monger in the media, it's because there's something else going on that we don't want to look at. It's ironic, you know, prior to the show starting, sitting here in the mtradio.net studios and speaking with my co-host on the upcoming show, The Soul, Roy Pack and I were kind of shooting the breeze about this Ebola issue. And he brought up a really good point saying that Hep C alone is a much more epidemic disease all over the world. And people are dying from this disease like mad. And it is a preventable disease. Yet here we are banging the gong of Ebola that is reporting 3,800 outbreaks as of last Monday. And so looking at that, again, that's nothing to sneeze at. When I look at this on the global timeline, there have been thousands of Ebola deaths, especially in the African region. And they're reporting these, of course, deaths being in Africa. So I start looking at, okay, wait a minute, disqualified. Why are we all of a sudden trying to claim there's an Ebola outbreak? when this is roughly the same amount of people who have been perishing from this horrible disease for quite some time. And so again, my co-host for The Soul, Roy Pack, and I were discussing the fact that, there's an election year coming up in 2 years. We need to start distracting people. That's certainly one part of this. The other part of this is that we are transcending as a race in consciousness at an exponentially fast level. And it's really difficult when the masses stop being afraid and coming together. It's really difficult to push your agenda. And there's a few things going on right now in the world that you may want to know about that are fascinating to me. One of them being, of course, with the global finances. When I look at this on the psychic perspective, I see global finances being tweaked left and right. The powers that be that move the global money, and there's about 7 or 8 of them, are working very hard to create a global money standard. And they're attempting to do this. Their reasoning, of course, is to stabilize currency. Actually, it's to maintain control of the currency. Because too many countries are now breaking off into their own assets and aren't really finding it necessary to rely as much on a global infrastructure for money. Now, I'm not an economist, you guys. I look into this stuff energetically. Back in 2010, 2011, I was banging the gong of the fact, spiritually speaking, I don't really have a gong, although that would be cool, that we're going to be missing money. And this was after the 2008 American perceived financial collapse. And keep in mind, you guys, that was kind of a big weird ruse. You tell anybody that we actually are out of money and people stop spending money. And then all of a sudden we're in a recession. It's unbelievable how that happens. And I'm not saying there weren't difficulties with the financial institutions and lending, because I definitely did see that. That did happen. However, they were very well aware, and they being the powers that be, the government lending institutions, were very well aware. And I looked into all of this back then, of the fact that this was going to collapse and cause problems. And it was part of a larger picture that created a perceived recession. Well, then people really created a real one. So this has to do with the Ebola outbreak and fear-mongering in this way. Way back in 2010, 2011, we were dealing with people who were attempting to control the trajectory of world money back then by ceasing the spending power of the individuals in the United States of America. The USA, you guys, we are kind of an unbelievably gluttonous consumer nation. I'm an American. I love being in America. Rah, 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 America. But we do spend a lot of money, and we spend a lot of money on other things from other countries. Even the amount of little things that come from China and other places, we spend huge amounts of money on that. If you think your Nikes are made in Indiana, I have news for you, okay? So we're spending a lot of money globally extra places and outside of America, which is fine. Rock on. However, where we're at right now is that people have gotten wise to this. So the powers that be are trying to tweak the global money. And they've been trying for a while to turn the money to one global standard, and it is fossil fuels. And I remember getting into it on the radio, I won't say which show, with a well-meaning person who literally called me up way back in the day, back in 2011 in Los Angeles, and started ripping me a new one on the air about how I wasn't an economist and I was some flake psychic and how would I know any of this and this is ridiculous and I was going to scare people. And I said to this individual, I'm not here to scare anybody. I'm telling everybody, when you see the global economy attempt to go to a world global oil standard, and now they've changed it. Since I've looked at this in 2011, it's going to be a world global oil and natural gas standard, because guess who has most of the natural gas and oil? The United States. So of course we want to drive that dollar for that standard to be what drives the standard of the dollar. We want to do this. We want to move all this world money. But we kind of can't have anybody noticing that's happening, because that would be really inconvenient. So let's talk about Ebola. Oh my God, we're all going to get Ebola. No, we're not. Gah, I swear to goodness, whomever is throwing down these distractionary techniques, this is getting really old. And I'm insulted for not only the American people. I'm insulted for the people in Britain. I'm insulted for the people reading about this anywhere in the world that are being fear-mongered to death. This is not simply the United States. As a matter of fact, the news network station that I looked at and saw the word Ebola outbreak was not even an American station. That was a UK station. So this is not simply about the United States being, you know, conspiratorial and awful. This is about the global network trying to keep us distracted, you guys, because we are coming into a time frame where we are able to come together as a globe, as a people, and transcend some really, really dysfunctional, and I mean dysfunctional with a capital D, human behavior. I mean, imagine what is possible if we are no longer worshiping the almighty dollar. And I know that's a very standard buzz phrase, worshiping the almighty dollar, but think about that. Think about that a minute. If you ask anybody who puts food on your table, they're going to say, well, my job. Okay. Well, my boss does. You know, I make money and I come home and I buy my macaroni and cheese and stick it on the table. Okay. Actually, the spiritual physics behind that is that you do, not your boss who writes you your paycheck. You provide that on the table by taking action. The action is met with an energy called a paycheck. Yet if you did not take action, you wouldn't make that money and you couldn't buy any of that rad dog macaroni and cheese. So here's the deal. We assign away our power. And that's a very 20th century modality to do that. That was very 19th century, 20th century. This is being provided for me. I must work for this thing or this person. And of course, we need to have our jobs. But guys, think about assigning away the power here. And think about how people have gotten very entrepreneurial over the last 3 years, just the 3 years alone. We're looking at amazing strides on Facebook. We're looking at incredible strides, even on Twitter. The internet marketing alone and the World Bank and trading features that are changed by online traders are humongous. And there's different trading. When I look at this, I'm not an economist, obviously, but when I look into money, which is an energy, that's all it is. I watch it get broken off into these big divided columns. And our stock market is nothing more than what we decide it is. And I find that so interesting. We decide we're going to buy this or that stock and the stock market goes up. And we say, ooh, look at the trends. Guys, we create the trends. Think about this. We create the financial trends in the world. We create the energetic trends in the world, not just here in the United States, everywhere. We create them. And we are finally getting a grip that that's what we're capable of. People are coming together at an exponential rate. And we are making changes all over this globe that are unflipping believable. You know, the Arab Spring that happened several years ago would never have happened without Twitter. And it's because we could actually come together in a virtual way with an intention that changes resonance. And here's the deal, you guys. Those folks out there who don't believe in any of this, they don't believe in the intention, they don't believe in energy, they don't believe that an energetic tide can make a change somewhere, they still see this brick and mortar modality of, well, it's all about the money. And I'll tell you, when people stop spending the money is when they're afraid. Okay. So if we want to control the money, we need to control the flow of the money. So we need to scare y'all and make sure that you're just going to stay in your house and never leave and don't fly in any airplanes because, oh my God, you could get Ebola, which, by the way, that's, oh, good Lord. None of this is going to happen. You guys, none of this is going to happen. Yet it frightens people enough to shut down commerce and to shut down faith in different systems. The United States airline industry alone, after the Twin Towers fell, took such a hit that it's still recovering. Still, this many years later, you guys, it's still recovering. So what we're dealing with here is the fear-mongering to slow everything down and keep people distracted so that we don't connect and realize that there's some big things going on in the world right now. Really big, amazing things. Not only are we coming together as a human species, we're beginning to understand that, oh my God, we're not so different. Isn't that something? And we're not. And this may sound rudimentary as heck to many of you listening tonight, but the fact is, when I actually looked down and saw the word Ebola outbreak, in the studio, I was like, you have got to be kidding me that they're actually calling this an outbreak. This is the same amount of Ebola sickness that's been going around poor Africa for many years. And, you know, good Lord, we brought it over to the United States to see what we could do with the virus. But there's no outbreak here. Under the same headline of fear-mongering is this whole thing last Monday about ISIS and how they are justifying the taking of sex slaves, okay? Now, that is just a repulsive idea for anyone, that anybody would sexually victimize another person. And everybody's up in arms about ISIS, of course, which is claiming to be a Muslim state, which it is not. The Muslim nations are sitting here saying, oh my God, we don't even know who these whack cracks are. Please do not consider them Muslim people. Being Muslim is all about God and love. And there is so much misinformation and hatred that goes around about the Muslim religion that just makes me sad. And I mean, I'm even, you guys, you probably fall off your chair laughing. I'm even someone who has co-pastored Christian churches that were very forward-thinking. From a Christian ministerial perspective, the Muslim religion is not this insane thing. These are extremists who happen to claim to be Muslim. I know a lot of crazy Christians, quite frankly, who claim to be Christian. And they're blowing up abortion clinics and they're killing people left and right. And, you know, that doesn't represent Christianity. Just like these very extreme groups do not represent what being Muslim is all about. Yet we do, again, fear-mongering. We're talking fear-mongering, guys. Keep in mind the ball that's rolling down the road. What do? We bang the gong of all the poor Muslims. Oh my God, it's ISIS. And now it's the Muslims, and the Muslims are taking sex slaves. See, this is going to happen over here. Fear-mongering. Now, unfortunately, when I looked into the ISIS crisis, they are doing horrible things in sexually victimizing men and women. It's not just women. Everybody is getting hit over there. And that's disgusting. Yet the way that our world media is blowing this up is really counterproductive to what we're trying to do here in coming together to raise the vibration of this planet. Now, the irony is, opposites attract. And so we've got this horrible stuff going on with 70,000 of these poor people over in the ISIS crisis getting hammered. Dark is pushing back so hard right now because we are actually making headway. Dark is pushing back because we as a species are making headway into light. Whenever you guys open up the newspaper, or if you're like me, you read the paper on your smartphone, and you open up your smartphone and you scroll down, and what you're looking at there is nasty headline after nasty headline. You have to ask yourself, what are they trying to get us to not pay attention to? And it's not to say that there isn't something that's rotten going on in the world, but you guys, my God, you want to talk sex slaves? Let's talk Ukraine, okay? You want to talk people being sexually victimized for the last frickin' 10 years? Let's talk Ukraine. You know, and again, we're acting like this is this, oh my God, this big announcement that's so terrible. And it is terrible. Anytime anyone is sexually victimized, it's awful. Yet the fact that we're taking this ball and running it so far down the field, and I watch this, they push ISIS and they push Ebola at the same exact time. And if you think I'm full of beans, watch this in your media. And don't even just Google American media, Google BBC and watch it. They will push ISIS and they will push Ebola. Every time Ebola comes out, ISIS comes out. I swear to God, it's worse than watching a Katy Perry single track with a Justin Bieber single. It's just one comes out, one comes out, one comes out, one comes out. It's a very predictable pattern. And within that predictability lies distraction. So rather than getting so caught up in some legitimately very sad things that are happening on the earth, turn the energy that it takes to put into the fear of that into something you can turn into your local community that's amazing. And people might say, well, what the heck does that have to do with saving sex slaves over in the Middle East? And what does this have to do with saving people from Ebola? Well, I'll tell you what it has to do. It raises the vibration to enough where people are just not as interested in grabbing the fear because they can grab the hope. And that is huge. Let me tell you what, you give a human being an opportunity to be afraid, and you give a human being the opportunity to be hopeful. Out the gate, let's take jaded out of it. I'm going to give you the opportunity to be afraid or hopeful. Human beings will opt for hope. Always. You know why? Because that is our primary design, is hope. That is it, guys. What you are is a hope magnet. You have taught yourself over time, perhaps, to not be hopeful because it's been disappointing in life or something has hurt you. but your primary operating system is hope. We must be taught fear. Now, there are base fears as a mammal you're going to go through. Wow, I don't want to die. Okay, that's a base mammalian fear. I don't want to starve. Base mammalian fear. But when we're talking about hope, guys, if you enact hope instead of fear, it creates a resonance of its own. Just like if I hit a snare drum, it's going to sound different than if I hit a gong, which I wish I had and I don't have, but I'm going to get a gong. And I'm going to bring it in to the mtradio.net studios and just bang it once in a while, gong. But honestly, if you change the fear into hope, I want you guys to do a science experiment with me, okay? This is our Wednesday science experiment. Tomorrow, when you take into your day for Thursday, when you take into your day, your attitude. Make one hopeful change in your day. Act on hope rather than fear. One thing. And every day I want you to bring hope into your day as opposed to fear. And you will notice how many times you get up saying, God, I hope I can make my bills today. That is fear. Just because you use the word hope, that is still fear. I hope I can make my bills. How about this instead? I am so grateful to be able to go to work today for however long I have, for whatever my pay is, to add to that prosperity energy that's come in my direction, and I'm going to handle it today. Rather than getting to the end of your week and saying, oh my God, there's an Ebola outbreak and ISIS has sex slaves and fear, 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 and will I be able to pay my bills? How about getting to the end of your week and saying, wow, today, I bought $1.50 cup of coffee for someone in my office who was having a hard day. And I encouraged them and I passed them hope. The day after that, I was in a grocery store line and I saw a young lady with a cart full of vegetables and full of all kinds of food and whatever. And she looked a little sad and she was kind of tired looking. And I commented on the fact that, wow, look at all that good for you stuff in your cart. That rocks. Good for you. Gave her hope that money that she was actually spending was going somewhere noticeable in herself and in her family. We feel invisible all the time. So rather than going into fear, you can give people hope by just making really nice comments. If you hear people going on about Ebola, 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 say, you know what? It's really regrettable that there are people dying of Ebola. And I'm so happy that we have the health standards in this nation that keep it from even getting on the airplane. And they do. And yeah, anybody with Ebola can get on, but now they're doing this great big thing about how they're screening people for Ebola in the airports. And you guys, come on. You ever been to LAX? Do you really think they're going to make everybody pee in a cup? Do you know how many people go through huge, huge x-ray machines and those lines are huge and not every single person is getting screened for Ebola? Obviously, they are looking for certain target markets to screen, which you could really look at as profiling, but if they're trying to keep disease out, I get that. But do something hopeful, you guys, in the face of the fear-mongering, because we are winning this. And there is a pull, there is a battle between an old outmoded operating system that has been in its death throes since 2004, actually, before it even hit 2008, started with the falling of the Twin Towers in 2000. This is an old outmoded us versus them operating system that's not even working well with the United States politically. As I'd mentioned at the top of the hour here, my co-host Roy Pack for The Soul and I were discussing the elections that are coming up, you know, here in a couple years. And I always say vote. Whoever you're going to vote for, vote. Please vote. Because the minute we stop voting, then it's easier to manipulate the results. It's harder to manipulate results the more votes you have. It's just, the numbers get harder. So I'm not saying results aren't manipulated occasionally because they are. Welcome to elections. However, voting helps and your voice matters, especially if you're looking in a localized government. And vote for whoever you want to localized. But be part of your community. This is really your science experiment for this upcoming week, is how to be part of your community. And even if it's volunteering at a homeless shelter, if it's volunteering for the runaway shelter, here in Billings, Montana, we have an amazing organization called Tumbleweed, and they help homeless kids. And we have this idea that homeless kids are these dirt bags who just want, they want a PlayStation and they can't have it. So they're defying their parents by running away. That's not actually true. Here, just in Yellowstone County alone, here in the city of Billings, there are over 560 homeless high school students. And you know why they're homeless? Because they've got meth problems with their parents back home. The parents want them to be prostitutes. They're trying to be pawned off as a sex slave or somebody to feed a drug problem. They're being abused and they leave the house. They had a kid here in Billings, Montana, who was actually living in a cave. They found him in a freaking cave in a set of sandstone cliffs up north of the city called the Rim Rocks. And that cave was lined with ice. And they got that kid off of, obviously out of that cave. And Tumbleweed would have all of these kids in there, 70 kids. 70 kids would be hanging out during the day because the facility is not zoned to allow the kids to sleep there. At 7 o'clock, they would have to turn the kids back out on the street. And as they were doing this, there were predators, sexual predators that know that these kids are homeless that would literally park outside and solicit the kids. Well, that's very difficult unless you catch them in solicitation to run them off. But this is, 13 out of those kids came back the next day and confessed to allowing themselves to be sold, basically, so they had a warm place to sleep because it was 26 below zero that night here in Montana. Now, when we're talking about doing something for your community, this is obviously kind of a sad, heavy story. However, wherever you're listening today, if you're listening in Los Angeles, if you're listening in Chicago, if you're listening in Georgia, if you're listening in Michigan, if you're listening any of these places, find the local place in your community where even if you're giving an hour a week volunteering, it makes a difference. This raises the vibration and knocks out the fear mongering. It knocks out the fear consciousness. Fear has nowhere to sit if we are making where we live a better place. But to sit in stasis and assign away all the power to Ebola and the ISIS crisis and everything else does nothing but allow that 20th century modality to keep the resonance right where it's at. It's up to us to make a change, guys. I'll tell you what, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about fun science experiments you can have in your community, how to take that attitude and turn it around, how to bring light into your community. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Sight Unseen on mtradio.net. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen, we'll be right back. Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook. Hi, Danielle Agnew here. Some people call me a psychic, others a medium, but at the end of the day, I'm just a person who works with my spiritual abilities with the intention of helping people. Reputable psychics are here to help you, not to convince you that you need them. If you find yourself too dependent on consulting a psychic for answers, it's time to take a step back. No one else but you holds the power to change your life, so trust yourself. For more information on how spiritual abilities work in our everyday life, visit the facts page on my website at DanielleAgnew-advisor.com.
At Rendell Marketing, we understand that your career and your projects are your life. We offer affordable monthly packages to drive traffic to your social media pages, boosting your Twitter followers, Facebook likes, and YouTube views in large numbers. Large numbers play a large part in getting you in front of the people who want what you have to offer. Visit us today at RenvilleMarketing.com. That's R-E-N-V as in Victor, I-L-L-E, marketing.com.
At Soul Sync Bodywork in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Bodywork for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
There is a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years.
And it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light.
man of God. And I think that that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
I never believed in ghosts. I always kind of wondered, oh, there's got to be some explanation, you know, until now.
Recent Gallup polls show that 90% of Americans have either experienced some paranormal activity or believe it exists.
You have to be very careful on what you're tampering with.
Their shadow passed between the boards and the window. Did you see that?
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
And now, back to Sight Unseen. Guys, how you doing? Danielle Agnew back with you on Sight Unseen here at mtradio.net. Again, I would love to take a nod to our Mercury retrograde. Usually we're having you guys call in like crazy by now. Thanks to our Mercury retrograde, they are actually digging up the phone lines this fabulous Wednesday right outside of the mtradio.net studios. So you can hear me. I'm not going to be able to hear you tonight, which is unfortunate because of the way that we're broadcast. However, don't forget to hit us up next week, okay? And you can always actually go to the website at mtradio.net. Check out Sight Unseen there. There are show archives. You can listen to what I've been talking about. I've had some guests, and I will be having wonderful guests coming up this whole next month, rolling into the Halloween season, as a matter of fact. We've got some great guests on Sight Unseen coming up. So stay tuned this next few weeks up until October 31st, talking about all kinds of spooky stuff that's really going to be awesome. And in that vein, before I forget, I want to make sure to let everybody know this wonderful Wednesday that this coming Saturday on October 18th, I'm actually going to be giving a forum at Barjon's Books, and that's going to be on the paranormal, the most terrifying things that are out there. You heard it. I know. I never talk about the scary stuff, you guys. You know that I am always talking about light and angels because I really do believe that that's the most important energy signature, because it is. However, in the spirit of Halloween, I am going to actually be... This is what you guys wanted, man. Okay, you guys wanted me to talk about the scariest things that are out there. I will be disclosing what djinn are, what they eat, how it is actually possible for dark entities to draw our energy off. I mean, you got to be prepared to be afraid, though. And I will definitely give you some tools at the end of the forum to let you know how to handle all that. But guys, keep in mind, this is kind of fun, too. It's in the fun spirit of spooky Halloween. And there's obviously light things out there, and there's some dark ones, too. So in that fun spirit of Halloween, we're going to talk all about the scary, spooky ones. So bring your flashlight. October 18th, that's down, of course, at Barjon's Books in downtown Billings, Montana. And for those out of the area who have been asking me, how the heck do I get your forums? I want to stream it in England. I want to stream it in Sweden. Thank you guys for that. And I'm actually currently working on a way to get those web streamed. So as soon as I get that figured out, and so is Barjon's Apothecary and Books in Billings, I will let you guys know. All this last half hour, we were talking about fear-mongering, guys. And one of the things that I'm big on is solutions. So let's talk about, how is it that you actually bring hope into your week? Because we can all talk all day long about scary, crazy, this or that, or this person's doing this in the world, or I'm psychically seeing this that's creepy. That's fine. But what matters is, what do you do about it? What do you do about it? Well, you can't change other people, so obviously throw that out. But you can change how you act. And I want to talk about assumption. And I want you to picture your fourth grade teacher. Now, if you assume, that makes an ass out of you and me. Although I want you to make assumption your friend this next week. You are hearing me correctly. I want you to make assumption your friend. However, not in the way that you would think. I want you to go into your work week, and I want you to assume that you are supported by your coworkers. Now, I can hear it. I can hear it going across the waves right now. Oh my God, are you kidding? I'm sitting next to this bag and she's insane and she steals my coffee mug and Listen, assume you are supported by your coworkers. To make an assumption means that you are suspending any disbelief in any other thing about, except for what you believe to be true. So assume you are supported by your family. what are you talking about? My spouse calls me fat and tells me I don't clean the house enough. And I say he's lazy and oh, da, 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 da. Assume you are supported by your family. Believe that you are supported. How can that be? Everybody's so mean to me at my house. Assume they won't be. Now, I'm not asking you to go into denial. What I'm asking you to do is to change your mental attitude and the energy signature around your everyday activities. I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. Assume that you will stick to your budget and be able to pay your bills. Assume you will. Assume support, you guys. And I know this sounds a little preachy today. However, I'm not meaning to be preachy. I'd love it if you could call me. We've got ripped up phone lines. So regrettably, you got me yakking at you here today. However, assume support. So go ahead and make all the assumptions you want, yet assume for the best. And I'm going to encourage you to spread all kinds of gossip. I want you to talk about other people this week too. So I'm asking you to assume, and I'm asking you to gossip, except not in the way you would think. I want you to spread every wonderful thing that your coworker has done for you. Spread it around. Talk about them behind their back. And then she actually went and picked up all of my printing and she gave me the last half and half in the break room. Go for it. Spread all those great news. Spread those rumors of goodness. I want you to gossip about your family. You know, my husband actually cooked dinner the other night. Can you believe that? And he actually did the dishes. You know, my wife actually did not just incessantly rag me about chores. She, as a matter of fact, she was really, really supportive about the fact that I actually just needed to lay down a little bit after work today. What a great person. So please talk about your family behind their back all you want. But please choose something positive. Now I'm gonna challenge you to do this because it's gonna be challenging. We are trained out of fear to only respond to that which hurts us. You know, there's this amazing marketing statistic that something bad happens to a person one time at a business, and they will immediately run out and tell five people. Immediately. Someone gets amazing service at a business, and it will go unmentioned. We are so used to getting attention through being in catastrophe that we catastrophize everything. We create junk that's not even real just to make ourselves the victim so we get a bunch of attention from people. And you guys, you know, come on, we all do that. We're human. Let's stop doing that, because not only does that create dysfunction and chaos in the spiritual environment, but a lot of times it's just flat not true. By the time that story that we've created to get us attention, because we're not giving ourselves the positive attention that we should be in our lives, by the time we get to that point, that story has gone down the rabbit hole, and pretty soon, you know, the story of the spouse that wasn't caring is, oh my God, the spouse is leaving, and pretty soon this gets so gross energetically and twisted that the reason we went into the gross exaggeration in the first place is eclipsed by the fact that now we've got this creepy monster that's like a landslide of misinformation. And we do this because we fear that we will not receive attention unless it's negatively driven or people will feel sorry for us. You know, I like to call this the martyr syndrome, guys. And we're coming out of all of this negative behavior, and we should be very proud of ourselves as a species. I think it's very important to be aware of the fact that we do have these traits to want to martyr ourselves, to draw attention to ourselves. How about patting yourself on the back and saying, you know what? I did the coolest thing the other day. I'm really proud of this. I actually helped out with my son's blah, blah, blah team, and it took some pressure off of the teacher, and I kind of felt good to do that. Instead of, you know, I have to take my son 50 million times to this or that practice, and I'm so put out, and I'm so tired, and I'm so underappreciated. We martyr ourselves because a lot of that comes from religious bases where you weren't allowed to say that you did anything good because it was considered bragging. And that was unhumble. I mean, don't be a weirdo. Don't be some sociopathic narcissist who's just rattling about how fabulous you are. That just gets embarrassing. Don't be that person. However, why not own the beautiful things you've done? And gossip about that. And there's a difference between bragging and actually just stating the fact of something positive that you did that brought a positive result. That's actually called inspiring. That's called inspiring. Don't be afraid to inspire people by saying, yeah, I had this great success in my business. I tried out this new spreadsheet program and it was amazing. And oh my God, I've exponentially opened up my eyes to these marketing abilities. I'm so excited about this. Rather than, oh my God, I can't believe how many taxes I'm going to have to pay on my small business. This sucks. I'm so busy, but I'm going to pay so many taxes. Well, thank God you're paying some taxes. That means you're busy. Come on now. Nothing's free. Come on now. We got to pay for some schools, people. I'm not saying we all do our best to to claim as little as we can, but come on, you pay to play. Welcome to being alive. So it's called doing your part. And it's not the end of the world. And look at the things that are positive. Look into the positive changes you've made. Tell stories that are positive. Gossip about great things. Spread rumors that are actually true, that are inspiring. Assume, make assumptions left and right that the universe supports you and that you're going to have success. If you assume you're not, your angels must say amen. You won't. Welcome to learning the lesson of limitation. Congratulations, you're doing an excellent job. You guys, you are so much more powerful than you give yourself credit. So much more powerful than you give yourself credit. And it's not about being the power. I have wonderfully religious friends who consider God the power. Personally, in my own spiritual looking at it, I realize I am not the power. I realize there's a universal power way bigger than me. That's my way of viewing the universe. You can have your own. I don't need to be the power. I simply need to know that I have the power to enact in my own life to change the things I don't like. I don't have to be victimized by choices I've made. Dude, they're my choices. I'll change them. I will assume support. I will assume support. Now, if you can do this for 1 week, I want you to notice what happens in your life. Do it for 5 days. Go to work. Work is a tumultuous environment for many. Go to work and assume amazing things about everybody. And assume that they support you 100%. Even if the evidence does not support this, assume it anyway. And watch the energy change around you. And if you think I'm full of beans, try it. Try this. I want to hear from you next week. And you can get on the radio and say, Danielle, you know what? I went in with this great attitude and all week I was slammed on the floor and whatever. But I bet you anything, even if no one responded, which they will, because your attitude will be different, which means everybody responds differently to you. You will feel differently about the self. Guys, it's time we stop relying on a third party to make us feel better. I know I say this all the time. You must get getting so sick of it. But when I deal with these beautiful, amazing clients every day and they're angels, the people who get the most change out of their lives are those who are okay with the fact that the buck stops with them. And I'm not saying we shouldn't ask for help. We're talking about attitude. Assume people are in your corner, even if the evidence assumes or shows you that it's contrary. What I'm talking about is manifestation. What I'm talking about is raising a vibration. I believe it was Gandhi, and please Google this because I could be wrong about this. I believe it was Gandhi who said in a much more eloquent way that if you don't like, be the change you want to see. If you're not seeing the change that you want, be the change. And that's really important. Because we can continue to be in the dysfunctional fear-mongering cycle of, well, you're going to be mean to me and I'm going to be mean to you. And until you're nice to me, I'm going to keep being mean to you. That doesn't make you feel good about the self. And that uses a ton of energy playing negative tennis with someone, if you will, that you could have used into positively changing exactly where you are in your life. I'm not asking you to be delusional or to accept negative behavior from others. Just don't engage it. If somebody's being really rotten to you, simply don't engage it. Don't engage the drama. You know, assume they have had a really bad day. Assume they have a life at home that's horrible. And that's why they're dumping on you. Two wrongs do not make a right. I hate to quote Thumper's mom here, but, you know, it's the truth. So, guys, as you go into this week, be hopeful, bring hope, assume support, tell wonderful stories about people. Challenge yourself to not pass on slog. Challenge yourself to not stoop to the lowest common denominator and lower the vibration in the room and in the workplace by not being on top of the hope. Stay out of the fear-mongering, because that really truly is distractionary. If you choose to fear-monger, what you're doing is distracting yourself. Think about that. If you're choosing to fear-monger, pass on rotten stuff besides, you know, hey, guess what? I'm warning you about something upcoming. I'm talking just passing on fear. You're distracting yourself from your own life. And nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see you distract yourself from your life. You're capable of making amazing changes. Powerful changes. You are a creature of light. And you are a creature made of love. And you are a creature whose point of origin is nothing but peace. We have learned fear. We have learned hatred. We have learned division. And none of that is intrinsic to the human spirit. Those are fear-based issues surrounding surviving in a three-dimensional environment. But it doesn't mean that you have to go there. So don't go there. This is what I'm talking about on this Wednesday. Don't go there. Don't go there at all. Don't even go there for a minute. If you find yourself going there, pull yourself right out of it. Just a couple of things here before we run out of time. We are coming into our Halloween season. And one of the things I do want to mention is that this is actually a season which, for the Celtic religions, was Samhain, and which is spelled Samhain, which is really odd, and it was the Celtic New Year. So it's also corresponding with a very thin ethered time. And so we're going to be finding a lot of knocks in the night and bumps in the night that are going to be coming up for us in the next couple of weeks. Now, this can be kind of a neat time. I also find that not only is our spirit life more apt to come forward during this time frame, but we also have the opportunity, big opportunity, to usher in positive spirits as well as negative. Now, I am a big Halloween fan, you guys. I'm a huge Halloween fan. I love spooky movies. I was a makeup effects minor in college. I tend to dress up like The Walking Dead for Halloween. I mean, I will stick prosthetic makeup on and look like a corpsey nightmare because it's fun, you know, so it's fun. It's fun to explore all that spooky, scary stuff. Just know this Halloween season, we're going to have some particularly thin ethers. So those who are going to be ghost watching around this season, you're going to be getting an eyeful. And I would just throw a cautionary flag on the play here because our ethers are going to be particularly thin. And this is based on the geomagnetic index on the Earth right now and what's going on with our vortex points. Have fun scaring yourself to death. Just be careful with what you're actually ushering in. There's a Ouija board movie that's coming out. I was cracking up. I was with my fiance in the movie theater. And I'm sitting here dealing with all of this with my clients. Oh my God, it's a Ouija board. What do I do with this? And here comes the Ouija movie right in time for Halloween. So you guys don't really need to do Ouija board. They do work. They're a bummer. They do tend to usher in things that are really pestilent to try to get rid of. If you're going to do a Ouija board, for God's sakes, don't do it in your house, okay? Because that crap comes in and stays around. And then it's really, you got to call people like me to get rid of it. And that's no fun. This is the portion of the program, the very end of Sight Unseen, of course, which I like to call my Virgo comment moment. And I'm going to pull our engineer, Sean, on, if he doesn't mind. The wrecking crew, he's usually in here. He's the other Virgo. He's not quite here. But I want to ask you, Sean, as a Virgo, as the most detail-oriented of the zodiac, which is actually opposite me. I'm Pisces. We're detail-oriented, but we're water people. We're all emotion. You guys, okay? Have you ever done a Ouija board?
Sort of, but really, my heart wasn't into it, so I wasn't expecting it to work, and it really didn't.
Good. Good, dude, because that, seriously, I have watched people do Ouija boards who thought they would never work, and what they end up with is all of a sudden the planchette is moving, and they're saying, who's moving that? And where did you guys do the Ouija board?
We actually have one here in the studio.
Oh my God. That's what that is. Okay.
It's mostly just a prop though.
Yes. That's hysterical. Well, I don't feel any rotten ghosts in your studio. So, you know,
no. And, we had a, one guy with, some Norse blood in him. He spilled some blood on it.
Oh, good heavens.
And a couple things before we started. So,
oh my God. Bloodletting, never recommended, has iron content, actually does attract a whole different echelon of weird stuff than just simply saying, is there anybody in the room? Move the planchette to yes. Move it to no. Yes, thank you. Yeah. You know, the one thing you have going for you here in the studio trying to do a Ouija board is there's a ton of EMF interference in here.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to make it really hard for spirit life to be heard. They're going to be like, oh, my God, this sounds like my head's in a beehive.
It was a Christmas Eve special. We actually did it on the air.
Oh, my God. Okay, who are you trying to summon on Christmas Eve?
I'm trying to remember. Nobody was clear on who they wanted or anything, so it was a lot of just nonsense.
Well, you know, why not break out a Ouija board at Christmas? I tell you, this year I am looking at the Ouija sales because of this actual bizarro movie that's coming out, which looks really scary and I want to see it. But and the Ouija sales are going to go up. So as long as we're not, you guys, just don't take it that seriously. Just don't do one. How about that? Or if you're going to do one, have a bunch of dudes sitting around that are like, this is kind of lame. I don't really believe anything's going to happen here.
It really didn't make for great radio.
Yeah, radio, it's kind of hard to see the planchette moving over the radio, isn't
exactly.
it?
Yeah, exactly. And this is, you guys can't see it, but it's sort of a non-traditional Ouija board layout too. And it was kind of hard to read.
Well, and it kind of looks like, I'm looking at it, sitting over there on the speaker, right?
It's got the Tree of Life on it, and it's under glass, but you got to look at it straight down to even make sense of it.
It really, I thought it was like an Aztec marker. I thought it was, somebody bought it in Mexico as like a game board. I don't even know what that is. But yeah, the traditional Ouija boards, which of course have the numbers and letters, and you ask questions and it moves around. And you guys, the lowest common denominator, darkness, is attracted to that. And it will always tell you it's the spirit you're looking for because you've pooled energies, and it will just F with you all day long. And then you can't get rid of it out of your house. And that's no fun. It's one thing for Halloween to be spooky fun. The fact that you guys couldn't even read this Ouija board is helpful because if it's not communicating with you, it's not really working.
Right.
And I'm not even actually seeing anything moving around on that one. I mean, nothing really going for it. The irony, too, is I'm looking at the planchette. The planchette's a little marker thing you put your finger on in case anybody's like, what's a planchette? It's on a piece of glass. And actually, the funny thing about that is glass is not the best conductor of energy in the whole wide world. So if you're trying to get the planchette to move, I'm not going to tell you what's a better conductor because I'm not a real fan of Ouija boards, but that's hysterically funny to me. Somebody built this Ouija board on a piece of glass.
They obviously didn't know what they were doing.
Or they did, and they're like, yeah, you're going to buy this because it's awesome looking and it'll never work, but it's cool
exactly.
looking. Oh, good heavens. Good heavens. Well, yeah. You guys, watch yourself this Halloween season. Have a lot of fun. Be safe. There are going to be some kind of wonky doodle ethers opening up. I know I said that already, but just be aware of that. Be aware. As you're going into it. And obviously we just heard from our resident Virgo. We have several Virgos. Actually, my co-host Roy Pack on The Soul is also a Virgo. I'm surrounded by Virgos, which is awesome because that means everything's always handled and that makes me feel good. If you're a Virgo and listening today, give yourself a pat on the back, high five yourself in the mirror or something. And yes, and I highly encourage everyone to take their Ouija boards and put a big piece of glass right on top of them and stick your planchette on that. There you go. That'll be awesome. That's going to really affect the movement. Again, if you guys want to catch me this weekend, I'm going to be at Barjon's Books on Saturday the 18th, talking about the paranormal and the scariest stuff out there. Here in Billings, Montana, you can find all kinds of haunted tours, which are fabulous, all the way from the Moss Mansion to the downtown zombie tour, which is always fun. Get chased by a few zombies in downtown Billings. Always do that. And make sure that you guys get out before November, wherever you're at, and put your petitions that you wish for a nice new year. Because think about it, October 31st is the Celtic New Year, okay? So you can do your New Year's resolutions during, way over on, December. Yet, actually, that's after the winter solstice, which is December 21st. Or you can take advantage of a really thin ethered time, write down all your positive affirmations on a little piece of paper, stick them in a little bowl, and on the Celtic New Year, which is Halloween, during the thin ethers, people associate that with creepy crawlies because creepy crawlies love to come through when there's less resistance. But go ahead and write your positive affirmations out on Halloween. And put them in a bowl. A lot of people do a wonderful, either they bury them, they burn them, so the smoke goes up to the ethers. And look at that as a new year. Because the fascinating thing about the changeover and why there's a million and five reasons why people project that the Celts picked October 31st for their new year. And our calendar was, of course, the Roman calendar, and that was Rome's doing. From an energetic standpoint, this is a huge shift over in the ethers. And you guys might have been noticing that during October, October is emotionally hard for people. And big emotion comes up in October. It's when fall's coming in, the whole earth is going dormant, everything is dying off, and the earth is going to sleep. So those earth energies actually settle within the self of the earth. This is a really great time because as those earth energies are settling down and going to sleep, there's a whole change over there. A lot of energy is present within the earth. Our elemental community, which is the fae, that's the fairies and what we like to call gnomes and all this stuff we think is not real. That's actually elementals, guys. And the elementals are nature's middle management, God's middle management about how to deal with the powers that be and what's out there. So when you are actually looking at making a New Year's resolution, go ahead and try it on Samhain this year. Try it at Samhain this year and let yourself experience praying or giving good thoughts or positive affirmations or however you look at focusing on good intentions. Give yourself an opportunity to do that during a thin ether time because those messages go through the universe like a shot going into a literally like a tin container. It's just going to echo around and resonate around. And there's a lot of legs that those affirmations have. Not to say that you can't do that, of course, on New Year's Eve. Anytime you make a traditional New Year's Eve, anytime you make any sort of affirmation, the universe picks it up and runs with it. Yet try that on Halloween this year, because I guarantee you that make them positive, okay, because there are extra creepy crawlies during this time of thin ether. So if you're going negative, if you go negative, guys, you're going to get negative in spades this year. I'm just going to tell you. So be very careful. Make sure you want to take on a big old demon horde because that's what you're going to end up with. If you go really negative this Halloween, that's what you're going to end up with. Make positive affirmations and get together with folks. Have some cider, have some fun. Again, we got a couple of really a whole another week before Halloween erupts, week and a half here. But it's going to be a fun one. So make sure you're enacting your thin ethers responsibly. Enact them responsibly. Guys, I want to encourage you to visit mtradio.net. Visit all the amazing shows. There are a ton of fantastic shows here. Geez, from music shows to conspiracy shows to just talk and whatever the heck shows. This is local programming, but we're also syndicating here. We're in the process of getting into syndication. I don't want to spill the beans too much there because that would be lame. However, mtradio.net has listeners all over the place. And in fact, we've got push pins in the studio. There's an amazing map with push pins put in from where our callers have come from. And we've got callers from all over the United States. And it's going to be really fun when we start getting callers from other parts of the world. If you guys want to check out where to find me, of course, hit me up on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W dot psychic medium, or just facebook.com/ Danielle Agnew. You can find me on twitter.com/ Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. Of course, I'm always down at Barjohn's Books on Monday and Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. doing readings down there. You guys can book with them directly at 252-4398. Those out of the area code, add the area code 406-252-4398. They do all their booking down there. Or you can hit me up at my private practice, which is down here in the beautiful Big Sky country of Billings, Montana. Downtown, you can hit me up at contact at Danielle Agnew, EGNEW-advisor.com. So guys, stick around. Coming up is my co-host Roy Pack on The Soul on this fabulous Wednesday. We will be right back. Stick around for a great show all about things that go bump in the night.